Hæ, þetta Ásthildur frá Paskali Fínun og þú ert að hlusta.
Thank you. Hello. This is BFF.fm. You are listening to Label It. I am DJ Astronaut Mike Dexter. Thanks for tuning in. So, you just heard a song by a band called Effed Up. I'm not going to say the F word on the air, I guess. Although, just like a warning, it'll come up later in some of the songs we're playing. So, if you don't like that sort of thing, I would recommend maybe tuning out. That song is called Son of the Father from an album called The Chemistry of Common Life, which came out on the record label Matador. So today we're going to take a cursory look at Matador Records. It would be hard to do this label justice in just one show. So I'm sure in the future we'll have another show. I'm calling this show Matador Classics, cause we're going to basically play cuts off albums that came out on the label Matador that I really think are like classics of their genre. Matador is sort of like an insane label. They put out so many classic records that it was not particularly hard to put the show together. I think there probably will be a show at some point where it's more like Matador deep cuts. We'll take a look at some of the lesser known records in their catalog. But today's all classics. It's a real terrible week for me. It was a terrible week at work. I was in Seattle all week. I had my flights delayed like 3 hours both ways. We almost didn't have a theme show today. I got home at like 11 last night. I was throwing together a show of country music because I've been listening to this podcast called Cocaine and Rhinestones, which I definitely recommend you take a listen to if you have any interest. It's a great podcast. But maybe we'll do that for another time when my flights are delayed even more. I ended up throwing this show together for you, so I hope you like it. The next track we're going to play is by a band called Savages, who are relatively new. This was their first album. It came out on Matador. It was called Silence Yourself, and this song is called Cities Full.
Skinny pretty girls around. to say just that I didn't think this would happen again. With or without my best intentions, and whatever happened to a boyfriend, the kind of guy who tries to win you over, and whatever happened to a boyfriend, the kind of guy who makes love cause he's in.
So that was a band called named Chavez with a song called Break Up Your Band. I'm not sure. They put out two albums on Matador in the like mid-90s. This one was just taken from the retrospective that they put out in the 2000s. Better Days Will Haunt You. But yeah, that was definitely an album cut. I just don't know which album. Before that, we had Pavement from their first album, Slanted and Enchanted, which was released on Matador, with a song called Summer Babe Winter Version. Before that, we had Liz Phair with a song called F and Run off her album, her debut album, Exile in Guyville. Quick aside on this, like, this album, Exile in Guyville, was like pretty much my favorite album growing up. And they're actually putting out a 25th anniversary edition of it this year with the complete Girly Sound tape. So the Girly Sound tapes were these underground like tape demos that Liz Phair did in Chicago, which got her this record deal with Matador. And they're available sort of as bootlegs on the internet, but they've never actually been released before. So this reissue is essentially going to release all of that material. There's some really cool stuff if you're like really into this one Liz Phair album like I am. There's a lot of versions of songs that will appear on her next like three or four albums, which were all released on Matador until she went to the major labels. If you've never heard that album before, just do yourself a favor and check it out. It's an amazing album. It's really interesting. And I guess it's probably less shocking now than it was back then. But it is a pretty revolutionary statement in the way that, like, in the subject material that she talks about. Before that, we had Yola Tango with From Motel 6 off Painful. Again, very classic Yola Tango album. We could have gone with something off some of their other Matador records, like Sugar Cube is a classic, off I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One, or whatever the long title of that album is. But we went with earlier Yola Tango, but check them out. And we start off that set with Savages, with Cities Full off Silence Yourself. All right, so most of that, with the exception of Savages, was like very classic 90s Matador. So we're going to move up in time a little bit, go back, move up again. There's no real ordering. So we're going to play Kurt Vile next with a song called Jesus Fever off his album Smoke Ring for My Halo.
Touched.
best move to kick the crutches from my crippled friend. And she was not impressed, 'cause I cured her on the Sabbath, so I went to confess. When she saw the funny side, we introduced my child bride to whiskey and gin. Photographic memory for all he had heard. He took all of my sins and he wrote a pocket novel called The State I Am In. So I gave myself to God. There was a pregnant pause before he said okay. Now I spend my days turning tables round in Marks and Spencers, they don't seem to mind. I gave myself to sin, I gave myself to Providence, and I've been there and back again, mistake that I have made. I gave myself to sin, I gave myself to Providence, and I'm there and back again, the mistake that I am in. Oh, love of mine, would you condescend to help me, 'cause I'm stupid and blind. And desperation is the devil's work, it is the folly of a boy's empty mind. Now I'm feeling dangerous, riding on city buses for a hobby's hat. Lead me to a living end, I promise that I'd entertain my crippled friend. I gave myself to sin, I gave myself to Providence, and I'm there and back again, the state that I am in. I gave myself to sin, I gave myself to Providence, and I'm there and back again, the state that I am in. I gave myself to sin, I gave up to Providence, and I've been there and back again, the state that I am in. I gave myself to sin, I gave myself to Providence, and I've been there and back again, the state that I am in. I gave myself to sin, watching hardcore UFOs, drawing pictures, playing solos to them. Are you amplified to rock? Are you hoping for a contact? I'll be with you, without you again. Turn and run. Speak the words and build a playground in your head.
Pornographers with The Laws Have Changed off their album Electric Version, which was the first, I believe their first album on Matador, their second album overall. That song had Nico Case on vocals, which was always my favorite configuration of the New Pornographers. Before that, we had Guided by Voices with a song called Hardcore UFOs off their album B-1000. Before that, we had Belle and Sebastian with a song called The State I Am In off a compilation on Matador called Push Barman to Open Old Wounds, which was, I believe, a collection of all of their singles and 7-inches and stuff. Before that, we had Kurt Vile with Jesus Fever, Smoke Ring for My Halo. So I think we're going to try to go through to the end now with no more talking breaks. Just because we're a little tight on time, I might be able to squeeze one more song in if we don't have another talking break, so I'm going to try to do that for you. So thanks for listening. As always, tune in next week. We'll be doing something totally different. So I'm going to play you. You can check the website for the rest of the track list if I don't have another talking break. But the next song is by Perfume Genius, who, of course, has put out 4 albums on Matador. This is from his first album called Learning, with a track called Mr. Peterson. This is an album I had no idea who he was, and where my grandfather lived in Connecticut, there used to be this record store ran by this lady named Sally. And she would have these dollar bins of records that were just like whatever the record labels or whoever sent to her. So I found this in there, and I just saw that it was on Matador, and I was like, well, it's probably worth $1. It's a great album. I highly recommend it if you like Perfume Genius and have not traveled that far back in his discography. This is Perfume Genius. I hope you've enjoyed the show and you listen through to the end. Thanks.
Started to snow. I thought I told.
So I lied. We don't have time to squeeze in an extra song. So you get to listen to me more. So that was Cat Power with a song called He War off the album You Are Free from 2001, I think. For that, we had Helium, which is Mary Timoney's project from the 90s of Mary Timoney of Wild Flag and X-Hex nowadays. With a song called Vibrations off the Magic City, which was their last album. And we started that off with Perfume Genius. So yeah, we have one more song for you before we head out. Yeah, so just talking about Sally and her record store before, there's one other story I should tell, which was that in those dollar bins, where I found that Perfume Genius record, my brother found a Ludacris record or some sort of rap thing, and he took it up to her, and she said, "I'm not going to sell you this," and broke it in front of him. So I guess that's not really an experience that people have nowadays with everything being digital. It's a it was pretty funny at the time. My brother didn't think it was so funny, but I thought it was funny. All right, cool. So our last track is going to be off an album by Car Seat Headrest, which just came out a couple weeks ago. It was originally released on Bandcamp in 2001, and he redid a version of it for Matador. I think it's great. I think it's the best thing he's done. I think it's destined to be a classic, so I think it fits on this show. So this is Cute Thing by Car Seat Headrest off of the just-released Twin Fantasy.
I got so fucking romantic, I apologize, let me light your cigarette. Come visit Kansas for a week of debauchery, songs, and high fives, and good sex. Stage presence, I will be your rock god when you're rolling the dice. That's some good shit, man. I accidentally spoke his